With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A lightning military move by Ukraine, sending troops surging across the border into Russia, has now been acknowledged by Ukraine's president.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has broken the government's silence on a surprise Ukrainian military incursion into Russia's Kursk border region. In a video address, Zelensky indirectly acknowledged the ongoing military actions. He said the commander of Ukraine's armed forces had sent him multiple reports about the frontline situation and what he called our actions to push the war out into the aggressor's territory. Ukraine's raid into Russia caught Moscow unaware and was an embarrassment to Russian military leaders who have scrambled to contain the breach. I'm Karen Chamas.
And some 76,000 people have fled their homes in the Kursk border region, heeding government calls for them to evacuate. Saying the mission is to defend Israel in the event of an attack by Iran, the U.S. is boosting its military presence in the Middle East, sending more equipment and personnel to the region. Also at SRNNews.com, in a neighborhood in Harford County, Maryland, northeast of Baltimore.
I thought it was a major earthquake. My daughter says otherwise. What did you say it was,
love? I thought it was a bomb.
It was an exploding house. It happened early yesterday morning, leaving a utility contractor and the homeowner dead and damaging surrounding homes. A natural gas leak suspected of touching off the powerful explosion that shook people out of their early Sunday morning slumber. The Kamala Harris campaign trying out a new theme, Harris casting herself and running mate Tim Walz as joyful warriors. The Trump campaign says former President Trump is clear-eyed about the many challenges facing the country and is not about to sugarcoat them. The Trump camp also criticizing Harris for a lack of detailed proposals for fixing what's wrong. Wall Street, Dow futures up 77 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina.
A franchiser who owns several IHOPs in the state has agreed to pay $40,000 in a settlement with a cook who had refused to work on Sundays because of his Christian faith. The company accommodated him for a few months, but when new management took over, the man was told he'd have to work Sundays. He refused and was fired. The Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that employers must accommodate workers' religious convictions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa can enforce a book ban this school year following a ruling by a federal appeals court. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturning a district judge's earlier decision that temporarily halted key parts of the law, including a ban on books containing pornographic images in school libraries and classrooms. The law, which a Republican-led legislature and GOP Governor Kim Reynolds approved in 2023, also forbids teachers from raising sexual orientation and so-called gender identity issues with younger students. SRN News. Small businesses along popular vacation destinations like boardwalks and piers say the number of tourists flocking to the waterfront is back to normal, returning to pre-2020 levels.
While affluent tourists are spending freely, lower-income vacationers are sticking to carefully planned-out budgets and buying less on impulse. According to the U.S. Travel Association's forecast, 2024 tourism volume is expected to top 2019's numbers for the first time since the pandemic began, with 2.45 billion trips taken. The USTA adds domestic tourism is rebounding faster than international tourism.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The feds have approved the first nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions, offering an alternative to injectable products like EpiPen. The FDA approving the spray as an emergency treatment for adults and older children. More details at srnnews.com.